Maureen Dillon Teasdale for the Cube 88.9 FM. And today we're talking with Lise LaPointe. She does the cataloging and basically the exhibits in general for the Bolin Museum out in Quaticook. So welcome, Lise.
Thank you.
Now, we're talking about a very exciting exhibit. It started day, the 10th of December, and it goes on to January 21st into the new year. And it's called Trains Under the Tree, Robert Sheldon Collection. So that sounds very exciting.
Oh, it is. It's Mr. Sheldon. I don't know if you know Robert Sheldon from Stansted.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And he has a huge collection. I think he has over 11,000 trains.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Wow.
And he had his exhibit with the, what was the other museum in Stansted? The Granite?
Mm-hmm.
With the Granite Museum. So he had his exhibit there. And I think they're closing. So he had to empty out the place last week or the week before.
Okay.
And I caught him just in time so he could, before he packed everything up, that he could lend us a few trains for the Christmas exhibit.
Oh, that's really nice. That's amazing. I was reading that he's the largest miniature train collector in Canada.
Yes, he is. It's really, I'm impressed by that.
I guess so. Good. Could you tell us a bit more about the display? It sounds very exciting. Something to do maybe during the holidays or before?
Oh, of course, we would love to have families come and visit because most kids don't see the trains under the tree anymore. So when they see it, we had children come last week from with the schools,
mm-hmm.
because we have educational services, and they came here with the school, and they had a little bit of time to come upstairs and look at the trains, and the boys and girls were really impressed with the little miniature trains and what they look like, because he brought us mostly Christmas trains.
Okay.
So you have Santa Claus or other things that are on the wagons, and most of them are Christmas, because his collection, he said that they're from different times and different holidays. He even has some that he told me from Valentine trains.
Oh, that's amazing. That's interesting.
Yeah, with hearts and things like that. So I didn't know he had different trains like that. So when he suggested just for Christmas, I didn't know what he would bring. So it's really interesting that he has such different kinds of trains. He said he also has the first trains that were made were about they weighed about 40 pounds.
Okay.
And he said they're pretty huge,
mm-hmm.
and they used to make them just like that because they didn't know, you know, how else to make them or who would buy them and all that. So after they saw that people wanted to put them under the tree or play with them, then that's when they made them smaller. But the first trains were quite huge.
Yeah, well, they certainly weren't toys or decorations under the tree, like you say. So about 40 pounds, the first one. So, wow.
That's a big train. That's just one piece of it, like an engine.
Right.
That would be like 40 pounds.
Okay, that's really interesting. Okay, so I was reading a little. This is quite interesting. The trains, they didn't become really used underneath the tree until, I guess, the 1940s, like?
About or a little bit before that.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, they weren't really in style before that because they were too big, probably.
Mm-hmm.
And when they made them smaller, they started to put them under the tree.
Okay, and in the 1940s, the railways allowed hundreds of thousands of soldiers to come home for Christmas, so maybe that's why this tradition started?
Yes, it's a little bit because of that and mm-hmm. maybe other situations like the parcels. All the parcels came by train in the day.
Okay.
And many people, not just the soldiers, many people traveled
mm-hmm.
by train, so mm-hmm. that's probably where it came from.
Okay, interesting. So his trains, do you have one there that weighs 40 pounds? Or?
No, we don't, unfortunately. But he was supposed to phone back because he was missing a couple. Since he was moving all his trains and packing, he brought the wrong box the other day.
Okay.
So we still have the display on, but we're missing a couple of trains that he wanted to put in the exhibit.
Mm-hmm.
So he's supposed to come back, and I think I'm going to phone him and ask him maybe to bring a couple of those big ones.
Okay.
So we could see them.
Yeah, I guess.
Because he only brought, like I said, Christmas trains.
Okay. What are some of the other Christmas trains like? Would you like to describe some of them?
I'm not in the room right now where I can see them, but I remember there's some, like, some would be carrying Christmas trees. Another one is ice.
Okay.
And another one is presents. So there's all kinds of little presents inside a wagon.
Okay, that's interesting. I guess they transported ice back then, too.
Ice, yes. The presents, I don't think so, all wrapped up.
No.
But he has one with all kinds of cute little boxes all wrapped up. And he said that's the present train.
Okay, that's really interesting. Wow, 11,000. So he must really live in a big house, I guess. That must be quite something.
Oh, I have no idea how big his house is, but it was, like I said, it was he had his own little museum with the Granite Museum. So I think most of them were there. I'm not sure. And now he's going to be moving to Magog. If anybody wants to go see him in Magog, I think it's going to be next year.
Okay.
And it's going to be with the express train from Sherbrooke.
Oh, interesting.
The train goes, I think it goes to Magog, and it goes to Eastman, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, the Orford
Express. And when
you
stop in Magog, you'll be able to visit his new little museum of trains.
Oh, that's really good to know. That's really fascinating. Mm-hmm. That would be really interesting.
I was happy for him that he had another place to put his collection.
Oh, yes, because it's quite a collection, too.
Mm-hmm.
Good. I was reading that he's been collecting them, like, basically all his life, and even spending money from when that he was a boy, I guess, on trains.
Yes, yes, that's what he told us. We asked him, and I think he was very young, and the first few dollars that he kept, he fell in love with trains, I guess, and started purchasing trains, and he still does.
Mm-hmm.
I asked him the other day if he still buys some, and he said, yes, if there's some I don't have and I find, I buy them.
Good for him. He certainly has a passion.
So he's still continuing his collection.
Good. Anything else going on that we should know about in the Bolden Museum for this winter or the holiday season?
Well, we're open the 2 weeks of Christmas. We're open from the, I think it's the 20, we go on vacation the 22nd and we come back around the 8th.
Mm-hmm.
But the museum is open. We have a tour guide that's going to be here all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We always have beautiful exhibits from artists. We have one downstairs and one upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
We have the trains. And on the third floor, we still have the big exhibit on hats.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Different kinds of hats.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we can see more than one exhibit, I guess, too, on that day.
Oh, yes. We always have a good variety.
Good. And what's the charge?
I think they changed the prices lately, and I'm not too sure because I'm not the one who does the I'm not at the door all the time. But I think it's $7 for adults and $5 for seniors and $3.50 for students, if I'm not mistaken.
Good. That's reasonable, certainly.
It's under $10.
Good. And would you like to give us the address for the museum?
Yes, it's 96 Union Street in Quatico.
Okay, nice. Great.
It's not too hard to find.
No. Well, it sounds like some great exhibits and something really fun and interesting, educational, too, to do during the holiday season. Okay, that's
and
wonderful.
It's a beautiful home, too. It's just the house is worth seeing because it was built in 1912 and it's a Victorian house.
Oh, really nice. That's really interesting.
Oh, just the house is beautiful.
Good, good. Anything else you'd like to say before we go, Lise?
No, I thank you for asking me to give you some information on the exhibits and talking about the Bull Museum, because everybody's welcome, and we love to have visitors.
Oh, well, thank you very much, and we'll certainly drop by during the holidays. Thank you.
Okay, I'll be glad if you do. I won't be here to to
no.
talk to you, but we have a tour guide here. It's Charles Olivier, and he'll be happy to show you around.
Good. Well, thank you very much, and have a wonderful holiday.
Well, you're welcome. You too.
Bye.